Well, good evening, listeners, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, broadcasting here out of the Planet FM studio in Auckland, delayed broadcast in Wellington, Capitol Coast, Christchurch. Greetings to people listening on planetaudio.org.nz around New Zealand and indeed around the world. Programme brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And I hope you can stay with us for the next hour. If you're listening in New Zealand and Auckland on a Wednesday night, you'll probably be in your bed now because it's so cold here. We've had a real southerly blast of cold weather, and I know it's going to get worse over the next day or two, especially in the South Island. So we're experiencing what they've been having in weather in Ireland over the last few months, and the weather is still not great over there, but here in New Zealand we certainly have been looking at a great spell of weather over the last few months, but tough times for people, especially in West Auckland, who are listening to the programme tonight. We know many people may not have power back yet as a result of that terrible storm that swept through Auckland last night, but hopefully this programme will bring you a little bit of joy and fun over the next hour. So wherever you listen tonight, I hope you can sit back and relax and enjoy the programme. And we have a few songs from Foster and Allen tonight. I was supposed to be talking to them on the programme tonight, but their flight was delayed on the way here from Ireland, so I'll have a chat to them on the programme next week. They start their tour in Tauranga this weekend. Details on that and all their other dates throughout the show tonight, but first up we'll have the song from them called The Rose of Allendale.
The moon was fair, the skies were clear, no breath came over the sea. When Mary left her Highland home and wandered forth with me, the flowers decked mountainside and fragrance filled the vale. By far the sweetest flower there was the rose of Allendale. Sweet rose of sorrow's lonely hour, when tempest slashed our gallant bark and rent her shivering sail. One maiden form withstood the storm was the rose of the rose of Allendale.
Yes, Foster and Allen there, and Sweet Rose of Allendale. And as I said, Foster and Allen, they start their tour in New Zealand this weekend. They start down in Tauranga on Friday the 13th. They're down there on Friday and Saturday. Then they're in Auckland on Monday the 16th, Hamilton on the 17th, again on the 18th. And if you want to go to Auckland, here's how you can get tickets. There's only a few days left.
Don't miss Foster and Allen, Ireland's most popular singing duo, live in concert in New Zealand.
I wander today to the hills.
Last time they were sold out. So avoid disappointment and book now for the Foster and Allen show.
Foster and Allen at the ASB Theatre, Aotea Centre, Auckland, on Monday the 16th of April at 7pm. Book now at the box office or ticketmaster.co.nz.
Yes, well, you haven't long to wait now if you want to go and see them, or if you've already got your tickets to see Foster and Allen. As I said, we'll be having a chat to them on the programme here next week. Welcome along. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with support of the Hugh Green Group, broadcasting out of the studio here in Auckland on a really cold night. Well, it feels cold. It's about 10 or 11 degrees, but it feels a lot colder than that. And I know that the temperatures are plummeting further south tonight, will be for the next few days. I'm looking at pictures here on the front of the Irish Independent yesterday of people queuing to buy a house in Dublin. These were a number of people, and they've been queuing for the last few days in Hansfield, hoping to get be able to buy one of these new houses that have been built. And the headline in the paper says, housing crisis now, biggest economic threat to our future. On a sad note here, a fisherman from Balmullet, Bangareris, has died. John Healy, along with two men in their 20s, were on board the Ashling, which is a Catamaran, and they were out fishing yesterday about 16 miles off the Mayo coast when the boat capsized, and John Healy clung to a life raft for over an hour, but by the time he was rescued, he just had he passed away shortly after that. Thankfully, the other two men in their 20s were rescued. And so, again, another tragedy. Of course, this time last year, we had the terrible tragedy of the rescue helicopter that went down just off the coastline there in Balmullet, and two bodies of the rescue team still missing over a year later after that terrible tragedy. But certainly, looking at the pictures of the people that are taking a week off to queue to buy a home, it looks very winterly weather over there in Ireland. And I know we've got a bit of a bad spell here over the last few days, but certainly nothing like it has been in Ireland. And the fodder crisis dominated the news last week, and farmers and farmers co-op groups were pooling together resources. The co-ops were organising to bring in feed from the UK and other parts of Europe into distressed farmers, especially in the south and southeast, because the bad weather, generally when winter disappears, the grass grows very quickly in those areas. But there's been such long winter and such bad weather, and the snow which affected the southeast very badly a few weeks ago certainly held up the grass growth. So hopefully there was plans for a little bit of better rain or less rain this week. Of course, yesterday was the 20th anniversary of the signing of the Good Friday Agreement, and former President Bill Clinton made a surprise visit to Dublin and went to Belfast yesterday, where he met up with a number of the other signatories, including former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern and David Trimble, who were instrumental in bringing the Good Friday Peace Agreement together. Of course, 20 years, a lot has happened, a lot of good stuff has happened. But, of course, one of the terrible tragedies after the agreement was signed was that awful bombing in Omagh in County Tyrone on the 15th of August 1998, the 20th anniversary of that, obviously coming up this year. No executive up and running in Northern Ireland yet. The vacuum over what's going to happen over Brexit, lots of these issues have to be dealt with. But I think the first thing first is to get the executive up and running properly in Northern Ireland would be a good start. Anyway, Bagatelle and Summer in Dublin.
City and lead me to where I can be on my own. I wanted to see you and now that I have
I just want to be left alone. I'll always remember your kind words. I'll still remember your name. And I've seen it changing and turning. And I know the things just won't be the same. And the Livias, it stank like hell. And the young people walking on Grafton Street, everyone looking so well. I sang a song I heard somewhere called What the Old Ever Forgets, when my humming was smothered by 46 A. And the scream of a love flying jet. So I jumped on a bus to Dundee, stopping up to pick up my guitar. And a drunk on the bus told me how to get rich.
Let's hope the sunshine isn't too far away from Dublin. That's Bagatelle and Summer in Dublin, and certainly no sunshine to speak of over there at the moment. And it was a pretty sad day for tourism in Ireland on Monday when two American tourists who'd been spending a holiday in Ireland with their family, they were down in Killarney National Park or in the Gap of Dunloe, and they went for a spin in the Horse and Trap, you know, that are from, you know, well known down that particular area. But whatever happened, a horse got frightened and bolted, and the two tourists were thrown and fell down a ravine. of heavy rocks and stuff like that, about 3 or 4 metres, and both were killed instantly. So there's lots of tributes being paid to the two partners that died. Family recalled smiles and jokes of tourists killed in cart accident. And so it says here, one of the worst tragedies takes its toll at the beauty spot. So certainly something that you've never heard of before. We're all familiar with the horses and the traps and the jarvies down there in Killarney National Park, but this was in the Gap of Dunloe, and you know, a beautiful part of the pictures in the paper certainly today show the clouds in the background and flowers left beside the rocks where these two people died on Sunday afternoon. Terrible, terrible tragedy. There's still a lot of fallout from the rape trial in Northern Ireland. Of course, all four accused of the various offences were cleared and found not guilty, but many people unhappy with some of the content of the messages on phones and WhatsApps, etc. Of course, an investigation has to be held now by the RFU and the Ulster Rugby into, you know, the behaviour of these the three rugby players, well, certainly two that had contracts, and whether or not they'll be allowed to play for Ulster and Ireland again. There was an advert in one of the papers in Belfast last week saying they should never play for Ulster or Ireland again. And then there was an even a bigger ad by supporters of Ulster Rugby in the paper earlier this week saying they should be allowed to play. So it'll be interesting to see how the IRFU are going to deal with that. They'll have obviously employment issues to deal with. And in every contract, there's no doubt about it, there'll be a small print about bringing the game into disrepute. So I'm not sure. You know, what kind of a contract them guys had. They reckon they've had offers to play in England and France, but they may want to stay in Ireland, and I think they've indicated that they'd like to do that. Righto, we'll take another Foster and Allen song. This is a song I'm sure you'll hear on Monday night if you're at the concert in Auckland or any other night where they're performing right around New Zealand.
I wonder today to the hills, Maggie, to watch the sea below. The creek and creaking old mill, Maggie, where we used to long, long ago. The green grown from the hills, Maggie, where first the daisy sprung. The creaking old mill is still, Maggie, since you and I were young. Oh, they say that I'm feeble with age, Maggie. My steps are much slower than them. My face is a well-written age, Maggie, and time all alone was the pen. They say we have outlived our time, Maggie, as dated as songs that we've sung. But to me, you're as fair as you were, Maggie, when you and I were young. Lived our time, Maggie, as day-day as songs that song. But to me you're as fair as you were, Maggie, when you and I were young, when you and I were young.
Yes, one of their big hits there, Foster and Allen singing Maggie, and you're listening to Ireland Calling. Yes, there was a big reunion yesterday of all the people that were involved with the Good Friday Agreement, and there's nice pictures in all the papers today of President Clinton, former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern, and former Prime Minister Tony Blair. And Blair got the biggest round of applause at the Assembly yesterday when he said that Brexit was a mistake, and he doesn't think it may not still happen. He thinks it'll be bad for England, it'll be bad for Ireland, and consequently bad for Northern Ireland. And of course, the Unionists in Northern Ireland voted along the lines to leave, whereas the Nationalist and the more modern members of the Unionist Party decided to stay. In fact, there's even talks that some Unionists would vote for United Ireland so that our Northern Ireland could stay within the European Union, according to a report I read over the last week. But certainly, you know, there's only a year to go before Brexit happens, and there's a lot of issues that haven't been resolved, big issues between Britain and Europe. And, of course, the only land border between Republic of Ireland and Europe will be the border between North and Southern, South of Ireland. And, you know, it's an issue that has to be resolved. But President Clinton seems to think that things will move on well after Brexit if everything goes according to plan. And he said, you know, the big singular issue that all agreed was that the Good Friday Agreement has to be kept intact, and that an executive has to be set up and get underway again as soon as possible. It has an operation since January last year, when Martin McGuinness, who was still alive, pulled his support from the DUP over a cash for heating issue that was going to cost British government in excess of £500 million pounds. So lots to do, you know, to get everything up and running properly in Northern Ireland. Right, we'll move on, another bit of music, and after that we'll come back and look through some sports pages.
Every fairy tale
Yes, a beautiful sound there of Paul Young and Clonard, a lovely song called Both Sides Now. And I see a former manager of Clonard passed away. I can't think of his first name. Kavanagh was his second name. He was very much involved in the music scene in the early 80s in Ireland, and in fact managed and did bookings for U2 and Christy Moore and many other artists. But he was only in his early 70s, but his funeral took place in Haddington Road on Monday. I was attended by Bono and his wife, among a number of other well-known musicians from Ireland. If you've tuned in, you're listening to Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Almost half an hour gone of the programme this week. Well, it was the turn of the hurlers to play the National Football League or National Hurling League final this weekend, and that was between Kilkenny and Tipperary. And that game was played at Nolan Park, home of Kilkenny Hurling. But I'd say if they went to Killarney or they went to Semple Stadium or anywhere else, the result would still be the same. But they were too good. They won their 9th National League title and the 20th title won by Brian Cody since he became a manager of Kilkenny. After Kilkenny lost their first two league matches this year, there was murmurings going around that maybe it's time for a change, time for Cody to step down and bring some new person in to manage Kilkenny leading into the championship. But they had a 2-23-2-16 victory over Tipperary, and a lot of young stars have come out of the woodwork, and Kilkenny certainly will be a force with in the championship. And don't forget, if you want to watch the league final that was on recently, indeed any other backdated match, you can log on to gaago.ie and you can buy a season pass there. There's various forms that you can pay for it in one go or pay for it over three or four installments. But of course, with the GAA Football and Hurling Championship starting in the next few weeks, you won't want to miss any of the games. And especially if you're in an area with good internet connection and broadband and stuff like that, you can, it's pretty much like watching it on a big screen at home in any part of Ireland. Well, maybe Brian Cody could go and spend a few days with Rory McIlroy and teach him how to deal with pressure, because McIlroy has won 4 majors, but he hadn't won the Masters. And he had a fairly good start, but had a blazing round of a 65 shots on Saturday that put him into the final pairing on Sunday, along with a man called Patrick Reed. And McIlroy said before the game on Sunday, or after his round on Saturday, that he was in a perfect position and he was going to make life hard for Patrick. And he knew what it was like to have a big lead and to have it stripped away from you after his performance in 2011. But alas, Patrick managed to hold out against the wishes of many Americans, because not a lot of people knew much about Patrick until after winning the tournament on Saturday or Sunday. His parents, who only lived 15 minutes down the road, they weren't there, and neither were other members of his family. He seems to have fallen out with them big time, and you know, his wife and her family seems to have isolated all Patrick's family, and he seems to agree with the stance that she's taken. And McIlroy got a bigger cheer when he came on the first tee than poor old Patrick did. But Patrick had the nerve, and he's now a Masters champion, and McIlroy will have to come back again next year. He certainly played good golf, but lots of people are saying he does need to calm down big days, because he does play at 100 miles an hour, and that has won him tournaments. But the Masters is a different kettle of fish indeed. Right, there was rugby games last weekend. Of course, the Pro 12 tournament was on. Of course, the next big thing is in 2 weeks' time, the semi-final of the European Cup. But Leinster, they continue their winning ways with a 41-6 points win over Zebre. And who else was playing there? Southern Kings, they were playing Munster, and Munster beat them 39 points to 22. Of course, Munster led by a South African coach, and CJ Stander, who came from South Africa, from George. It's his first time back there with Munster, playing in the Pro 14, and there's been quite a few articles written about CJ and his move to Munster and living in Limerick in the papers over the last few days. The Irish Senior Cups and Men's Final in hockey, if we've anybody out there that follows hockey, 3 Rock Rovers, 5 Pembroke, 2 and Pegasus, 0 UCD, 4 Russell's Sisters help UCD cruise to 4th title. That must be in a different, that's the women's final. So the men was won by 3 Rock Rovers, and the women's final won by UCD. So well done to them. What else is that was pretty much apart from the golf and a couple of rugby games and the league final. That was the height of it in sport in Ireland last weekend. All right, we'll continue on with more music, and this is Gorgeous and Bright. Before that, we'll let you know how you can get tickets to see Foster and Allen. Take it away.
Don't miss Foster and Allen, Ireland's most popular singing duo, live in concert in New Zealand.
I wander today to the hills.
Last time they were sold out, so avoid disappointment and book now for the Foster and Allen show.
Foster and Allen at the ASB Theatre, Aotea Centre, Auckland, 16th of April at 7pm. Book now at the box office or ticketmaster.co.nz.
Love, yeah, robs the heart of its love.
Yes, indeed. That's a man called Harry O'Donoghue there singing Gorgeous and Bright. And I hope it's bright wherever you are. Your life is bright. It's certainly dark here in Auckland. You know, it's amazing how quick the evenings or short they get after the old daylight saving finishes, but certainly a bit brighter in the morning. Looking through the Irish Times there while that was being sung, just plenty of coverage given to the you know, all the people that were involved in the peace process in Northern Ireland, and everybody urging the current politicians in both the North and in the UK to start working together to get the peace process back up and running. Interesting, lovely interview with Mary Robinson. She was in New Zealand last week on a private capacity, but she spoke at a conference down in Wanaka. And if you get a chance, I'm sure you can go back and hear it online on National Radio on Tuesday. Around 10 o'clock, Catherine Ryan chaired a session between her and Prime Minister Jacinta Ardern down at the convention in Wanaka, and she talked about, you know, peace in Ireland, what it meant to the Irish people, what it meant to her, and she talked about the issues that are facing the global community and, you know, global warming, you know, to start looking ahead, not 5, 10 years, but 20, 30 years, because things are changing very, very quickly. But, you know, the big issue is when you look around the world and you see the terrible atrocities that's happening in Syria and Iraq and Yemen and many other countries. And, you know, we see influential figures like the president of the USA and other people, the guy in Russia. And, you know, they just tend to be getting one up on each other. And yet there's so many people suffering and dying. The wealthy few in the world seems to dominate most of the wealth, or a small few, and yet people are struggling and starving in many countries. So she touched on that and other issues. A good chance, a good interview if you get a chance to listen to it. Right, we'll have Crowley's set here. Take it away, lads.
Ireland's most popular singing duo, live in concert in New Zealand.
I wander today to the hills, Maggie.
Last time they were sold out, so avoid disappointment and book now for the Foster and Allen Show.
Foster and Allen at the ASB Theatre, Aotea Centre, Auckland, on Monday the 6th, 7 p.m. Book now at the box office or ticketmaster.co.nz.
says, hold your tongue, hang the rich and spare the young, who drain the spirits from the jars, hop the fences, steal the cars, run on fumes and from the door, and burn for us right through the ladies, call your name, brush your hair like it could be tame, hitch their dresses past their knees, spill into the floor like geese. They swing the bridges one and all, and burn for us right through the fall.
Yes, a new singer out of Ireland called Lisa Hannigan, and that's a song called Fall. And we've got about another 15 minutes to go before the end of the programme. Well, I'm looking at two stories here. Well, one I talked about earlier, people queuing outside a new housing estate in West Dublin in the cold wind and rain to be able to chance to purchase a new home that's built. And underneath it, I see here a story, Castletown Cox Estate in Kilkenny sells for over 20 million. One of Ireland's finest country estates and Palladian mansions, Castletown Cox in County Kilkenny, have been purchased by an international buyer for more than 20 million. The 513-acre estate on the Tipperary Waterford border was placed on the market 8 months ago, looking for around 17.5 million. So the agent has confirmed that it sold in recent weeks, and it sold in excess of 20 million, not given the actual figure. But it was bought in 1990s by an English retired banker, and he spent a lot of money on it, and it's certainly a beautiful looking property. So in the border between Kilkenny and Waterford, and it's up there along with the former resident of Tony O'Reilly, Castle Martin, down in Kilcullen in County Kildare. Beautiful property, and certainly there's a bit of money around on the international scene for people these days. Right, what else? Looking at some of the domestic, I know there was a match on between the Ireland under 20, yes, Ireland World Cup qualifying Group 3. This was under 18s, I think, and Ireland not good enough. They were two quick goals by Netherlands. Netherlands went on to win 2-0. So two first half goals from European champions put the game to bed. St. Patrick's Athletic revived plan for a new stadium. St. Pat's have revived proposals to build a new stadium on the site of the former St. Patrick's estate. Of course, the League of Ireland is on at the moment. You've got First Division and Premier Division and First Division, but very few crowds, people going to the games, even the big games in some of the big places in Dublin. And next weekend, of course, the next round of Pro 14 games happen, and then in 2 weeks' time, the big semi-finals involving Leinster play host to Scarlets in Dublin, and Munster have to travel to Bordeaux to take on Dan Carter's club and Ronan O'Gara's former club, Racing 92, in the other big semi-final. Right. Why does he have a song from Daniel? We haven't heard from him for a while. Here he goes.
Oh, I know it's not right reminiscing tonight of days that are gone and returning no more. For the girl I dream of as another man's love, far, far away on a Donegal shore. But why should I care, or she's happy or there? She may have children, she may be wealthy or poor, but I can my dreams of what might have been if I stayed at home on my Donegal shore. Now it's winter time there, all the trees will be bare, and the rain clouds will darken my native Gidore. But if that girl I could hold, every raindrop could be gold. It could fall all around us on my Donegal shore. Now there's no one to blame, but before she took his name, when she told me she loved him, it hurt to the core. But I could never descend to be only her friend, so I left her there on my Donegal shore. Now it's winter, the trees will be bare, and the rain clouds will darken my native Gidore. But if that girl I could hold, every raindrop would be gold. It could fall all around us on my Donegal.
Yes, Daniel O'Donnell there, and my Donegal shore. We'll dedicate that to Jim Gallagher, who tunes into the programme on most weeks. I know the programme is relayed to him, so greetings to Jim and all his family. We've got about 7 or 8 minutes to go. Looking through the farming section of the Independent on Tuesday, headlines here says farmers facing fodder crisis double whammy because milk prices are dropping as well. So there's more demand outseed supply for the foods that's been brought in. There's hay, silage, baleage and grain products brought in from England and other European countries, but there's just not enough product being brought in to feed all the animals. My own brother is a farmer in East Galway, and he was telling me the other day he's just got enough feed now to keep it going for 2 weeks, but feeding a lot of meals as well. So hopefully the weather will improve, but a lot of farmers have already ran out of food And as one man here says in the paper, Calvin Farmer, he says, you know, what do you do if you've run out of food to feed your family? Well, he said, you're running out of food to feed your animals and you can't go down to the supermarket and buy anything else. So it says here, all the warning signs of a father crisis were in the weather data. One thing is certain, this will not be the last father crisis. The question which now arises is how similar problems can be avoided in the future. Now, I know some farmers have overstocked. I remember speaking to the Taoiseach at the moment, Simon Coveney, when he was Minister for Agriculture. He was here about 4 years ago representing the government around St. Patrick's Day. I think it was about 2013, and he was talking about when quotas were lifted at the end of March 2015. It's going to be a great day for the dairy industry in Ireland. He talked about New Zealand producing 20 billion litres of milk a year. Ireland were at about 6 or 7, and he was hoping to get that up to 10. But it's all right in places like New Zealand, where, you know, the land is better. It's not a, you know, there seems to be great grass growth down here, especially in some of the dairy regions. And many farmers don't put their stock in over the winter, unlike Ireland. So a lot of farmers went and expanded and increased productivity. There was no holding back with quotas, etc. But now they've, when weather storms comes in, and we had the snowstorm and then a delayed winter and a bad summer last year, it can all add up and cause major problems for farmers. And that's what people are experiencing at the moment. So it's obviously tough times ahead for farmers over the next week or two. And let's hope that the weather does improve. Right, these are men you can see next week. Foster and Allen starting their tour in New Zealand on Friday night in Tauranga. Then they're in Auckland on Monday. Hamilton on Tuesday and Wednesday. They're down in Christchurch on the 26th of April. And Wellington, where I know we've got quite a few listeners, they're down there on the 6th of May. And I'm sure this is a song that everybody will be asking them to sing.
Come on, you maidens, young and fair. All you that are blooming in your prime, always beware and keep your garden fair. Let no man steal away your time, for time it is a precious thing, and time brings all things to my mind. Time with all its labors, along with all its joys, time brings all things to my mind. She thought it never would decay. Then came a lusty sailor who chanced to pass her way. He stole her bunch of thyme away. The sailor gave her a rose, a rose that never would decay. He gave it to her to keep her reminded of when he stole her time away. Come on, you maidens, young and fair. All you that are blooming in your prime,
for time. It is a precious thing.
Yes, well, that brings us to the end of another edition of Ireland Calling. Thanks to you for tuning in. Hope you've enjoyed the programme. And thanks to the Hugh Green Group for their continued support. And I'll be back next week. Hopefully the weather will be a bit better than it has been over the last few days. For me, good night, goodbye and God bless.
And time brings all things.